Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Spain.
Hello and good night to you all. It's K Nicole, and I'm right here on Beast Through Radio. I got a special guest in the building, Trinetta, multi-talented. <Hi. laughs> How you doing, girl?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you coming on Beast Through Radio tonight. Definitely
Thanks
appreciate
for
that.
Me. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So let's get started. Let everybody know who you are and what you're doing.
I am Trinetta, singer-songwriter, actress, and right now I have a real hot dance single called Pack Your Bags, also a club mix, Pack Your Bags, that's just real hot banging, and I just want everybody to check it out. I want everybody to just, you know, hear it and see what they think about it, and I'm just excited. I also have a video to go along with it, and they can check that out at youtube.com/IamTrinetta. And I'm just excited. It's an exciting time. Just got some hot, you know, banger right now, and just want to let everybody know it's out there.
Yeah, it's definitely a hot single. We're gonna definitely get into it. But let's talk about how long have you been in the game? You got a little history.
Yeah, a minute. I've been doing this for a hot minute, and people know me from VH1 Behind the Music, 50 Cent. I interviewed him up at the China Club. I'm originally from New York, but I live in Atlanta now. And okay. I've been singing. I've done the Apollo. I've done Harlem Week. I've done New York. And I came down to Atlanta in 06. I've been here like 6 years, going on 7 years. And it's been happening down here as far as the acting and then, you know, so I've been doing it for a minute. I've been singing since I was like 13 years old, a teenager. So I've been teen queen and all that. It's been on my grind.
So you've been singing since you were 13?
Yeah.
Have you known before 13 that this is something you wanted to do?
I knew at 13. I knew, and I've been writing poetry. And I think, like, when people have been doing what they've been doing all their lives pretty much, like, you know. So it's just something that I've just been very passionate about, entertainment period, because, you know, I've been on dance teams, pep squads, you know, pageants. I've done a lot of different things in and out of groups, this is just my passion. And then, like I said, when I came down here to Atlanta, I just really got heavy in the acting thing as well. So as long as I'm entertaining, I'm happy.
As long as you entertain, I like that. How does your family go with it? I see that you've been into so much. Is your family real supportive of your career?
Yeah, you know, my mom has, and my dad, but my mom has always been very supportive and always, you know, pushed me to just be the best that I can be. And, you know, I thank her all the time. You know, because you have a lot of parents that say, oh, why are you going to do that? But, no, I never got that from my parents. They've always been positive. And, you know, along the way, I had a lot of bumps in the road and stuff. But, you know, she just kept telling me keep my head up and keep pushing.
Definitely.
I must say my mother is from Harlem, born and bred Harlem night.
That's right. Harlem stand out. We all in Harlem
yes.
right now, so you know.
Yes. My mother
you
loves
you
Harlem.
You a lot of, yes. Hey, you know, I might know your mom. Who knows? You know,
said
you went through a lot of bumps and bruises, to where you want to be at. Like, tell us about that.
I'm not there yet. I'm still trying to get there. But you know, this game is tough, and it's definitely not for the weak-hearted. You know, I've worked on several projects, and they have not gotten me to where I want to be. I think I'm on the right path now, but, you know, if you're in the game, you know, and you go through, and this is my love. I've sacrificed a lot, you know, to be in this game and to be able to do what I want to do. I pretty much my personal life is very boring. So, you know, I keep it open for rehearsal, studio time, and all that, and that's a lot of that. And, you know, and as far as dating, it's definitely hard to meet someone that understands my passion, mm-hmm. you know. And so I've had to make choices, and I choose my music.
Uh-oh, fellas, she's single.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But they got to understand, you know, my music is my man.
That's right.
You know, and it's hard for them to take you know, take a side seat. They don't have to be totally in the back, but just take a side seat to that, because that's what I'm going to do, and that's what I've been doing.
That's good. Who are some of your influences in the music business?
Man, I love, you know, I love the people that can really put it down, like Tina Marie, Chaka Khan, Mary J. Blige, Faith Evans. Mm-hmm. You know, who else I really love? Tamia. I love Tamia.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely.
I love Keisha Cole. Love Keisha Cole.
Okay.
Definitely love Beyonce. But my early influences were Tina Marie, Gladys Knight, those type people.
That's right. That's the real soul singers right there, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Love it. Chaka, you know.
From transitioning into a host, into being a star, being a singer, yourself, the entertainer, how was that? How did that come about?
Transition into what?
You were a host, mostly
mm-hmm.
host, TV show host, doing BET and, like,
mm-hmm.
interviews and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you on the flip side. How
I've been doing it all the time. Like, it's like, you know, if I was in a group, like singing in a group, if that just didn't work out, then if some other opportunity opened up, because that show was airing on when I interviewed 50, I was working with somebody who worked at BCAT station in Brooklyn. So the opportunities opened up, I took it. You know, I'm a hustler, and I just love entertaining, whether it's interviewing big stars, whether it's becoming a big star. You know, it's easy because I guess my personality allows me to do that. You know, so I can be in front of the camera. I can be in the booth singing a song. It's just, I don't know, I just love it all. It's just a part of who I am, my personality.
You have history in the game, and you, like you said, you have some influences that's like real soul sisters. How do you feel about that in the way the game is going now as far as the music industry?
I mean, I'm going to keep my soul, but I'm going to pour it over, like in my new single, pour it over some pop beats and get it crack-a-lacking on the dance floor, and it's all good. You know, mix it up. You see Usher doing that too, and it's all good, because if you can truly sing, and you can be versatile, and I'm versatile. You know, I never, you know, let me just tell you something. When I was, you know, recording, you know, people who was in the studio, because my producer had all his women in there at the time. And so, he, you know, they never saw me as a soulful singer, and I never saw myself as a soulful singer. But lately, I mean, you know, my latest stuff, people have started saying how soulful my voice is. You know, and I appreciate that. So, but I'm versatile. I'm versatile. I really didn't, like, I didn't grow up in the church singing. I sang in a church choir for maybe a couple of weeks. But I sang, like, mostly in school choruses and stuff like that.
Okay. Do you categorize your singing? You know, they have R&B, soul. Do you have a category for your type of singing?
The stuff that I'm doing, I've definitely danced. Dance is pop. It's just, it's still banging, though, you know. And I guess with my vocals over it, it's a combination. It's pop, it's rock, it's soul. I don't know. You know, I guess when people listen to it, they'll just say, okay. But I would say the stuff that I'm doing is definitely pop, dance, and then my voice is soulful. So however, whatever category that fits in, as long as I get in somewhere, I'm good.
That's good. Do you consider yourself, let me ask you this, as a female, you know,
uh-huh.
coming out, do you feel like maybe you had a little harder time, or maybe, you know,
Almost.
Things just come, keep coming at you in a certain way. You know,
yeah.
You have to shut it down.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, I was told, I was in a studio in Manhattan. I was told by this girl I was a fool to work because I always held down a job. And she said, you're stupid for even working, you know, because she was doing other things and she didn't have to, you know, clock him, punching any clock. But, you know, I chose to, I always said, if I walk down there to receive my Grammy, whatever, I want to hold my head up high. Now, people do whatever they want to do, but I chose this route. And, yeah, perhaps if I did certain things, you know, I could have been on the scene earlier, but I wanted to take this route, and I have no regrets. And it's definitely hard because guys come at you, they talk business to get a conversation going, but then it goes somewhere else. The next thing you know, you're receiving, you know, other messages and stuff, and then you just have to shut it down. I shut it down.
That's right. With the talent,
you know what I mean?
You got the talent, you're gonna meet it any other way.
Thank you. Thank
Where's
you.
That girl
I
at now?
I gave you a little bit longer, but it's all good.
No, that's right. Go ahead. Do the hard work. It's better to get
yeah.
your learning and be mature with it than, you know, just stepping in and not knowing what's going on just because, you know.
How
oh,
yeah, women
that
have
girl
so
at
many
now?
Options. I'm sorry?
Where's that girl at now?
I don't know. We were in two different
I know,
worlds because
you,
you know what I'm saying? But I was always taught to have my own, so in case somebody didn't, you know, got to have my own. That way nobody can threaten to take it away from me. Hello?
Era, para que sepa, de la isla mía.
Yes, it's K Nicole Beastly Radio. I want to apologize to all. We just had a little technical difficulties. My girl's still online right here. We're going to keep it moving and keep it going. But you know what? You know what we're going to do? Since I have the technical difficulties, I want to blast your song right now. Tell us the inspiration behind this song, this banger. Tell us the inspiration behind this banger right here. Pack Your Bags.
Pack Your Bags is a empowerment theme for women all over. You know, it's saying, you know, you're not, when the man is not doing you right, whatever, you know, find that strength within to say pack your bags because you deserve better. You know what I'm saying? And although you might be sad at the moment doing it, this is like you're going to dance. This song is going to bring you some joy, bring you some energy, and just know that you're doing the right thing. So it's just an empowerment theme. It's a woman that's just tired of the nonsense. You know what I mean? She's just sending the person packing. You know what I mean?
That's right. Pack your bags right here on B2 Radio. Chinetta in the building. Y'all stay tuned.
Yeah.
We're going to get this banger on. Here we go.
Okay, cool.
You've been moving around too long. Thinking you've been putting it down. Let the truth be told. All your loving has grown cold. You're a 2 minute man. You gotta get to a better place. Step up and be a man. Step up and be a man.
Your voice. I don't want you no more.
Oh, need you. It gives me energy every time I hear it. And you know, I want
energy.
There's also, did I tell you, Club Mix that I'm telling you is off the chain. It's like 9 minutes, and everybody can. I'm on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere where music is sold online. And then we have ringtones, but they definitely have to check out the Club Mix. That is a Club Mix, but also if people work out and stuff, they need that boost or whatever, get that Club Mix.
Definitely get that. It's hot. It's definitely
Thank you.
A banger. It's definitely a song you get up to and want to move to. So I can imagine what the Club Mix is like.
Oh, it's crazy. So
those lyrics.
I'm happy. Mm-hmm.
Those lyrics from mostly personal or just?
Well, actually, I didn't write that song. I didn't write the song. A guy named Barry, my manager, wrote that song.
Wow.
And he overheard some strangers talking about their drama. And he got inspired by, you know, he overheard a conversation. And it was about kicking somebody to the curb. So thank you guys out there, whoever those people were.
It's definitely
But,
working
you know,
out.
I can relate to it. It's like when I started singing it and stuff, it's just like, you know, I lived it, so, you know, I definitely feel the song, and every time I hear it, it's just, oh, I want to dance.
Yeah, definitely.
Got to get some aggression off.
That's definitely going to be in rotation right here on Beast Blue Radio. Definitely.
Thank
you. Got to play
Thank
that.
Thank you.
That's the girl song right there, power song.
Definitely, definitely. Hopefully it definitely will inspire some people and give them the strength to do what they need to do. Because a lot of times we know what we need to do, but we don't want to do it, but
yeah,
we need
too.
To do it.
Don't want to, or we just don't know how either, too. Some
you know how to say bye?
And, you know, like you said, it just seems so simple.
No, it's
but
hard.
I don't know. It doesn't turn out that way for some reason. It's just not. But
it's hard to let go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're going to definitely rock that again before we get off the air. We got to. But is there anybody you would like to work with in the game?
Oh, yeah, man. I would love, like, as far as producers, writers, or...
You could go down the line. Any artists you would just, like, definitely want to... That with like I want to work with this person right here.
I would love to do something with Kanye. I think I got a lot of respect for Kanye. I would love to. Dark Child is an awesome producer. Dr. Dre,
yeah, definitely.
Of course Jay-Z. You know, I just whoever's just hot. Drake, I love everything Drake does, and. I love, of course, I love Mary.
Yeah.
I love Keisha. So I would be open to working with a lot of different talented people. Gwen Stefani. I love Gwen. And just Taylor Swift. I'm just open, you know, because there's so many artists in the game that I really love and I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne. He's just incredible. He can do so many different styles and flip it up. He can do R&B. He can do it all. So he's a true artist. And, you know, definitely Beyonce, Bay, Kelly Rowland.
Boy.
Yeah, the list goes on and on.
Definitely. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Let the people, if anybody out there that wants to get into what you get it into, trying to get into the music business, trying to get out
mm-hmm.
there, what advice would you give them?
You have to invest in yourself. You have to believe in yourself, and then you have to invest in yourself. So what that means, instead of going around and waiting for somebody to put you in the studio, you got to get the wheels in motion. You got to get that money up and, you know, get your team together and get in the studio and get your stuff, you know, recorded. You know what I mean? And it's like you got to be on your grind constantly. That's why it's got to be really your passion. So I would say, you know, even if it's one song and get a really good producer, I would suggest getting someone who's like a musician, not someone who just makes beats. And getting in that studio and putting in that work. You know, and when you put in work, you can be in the studio 8 hours at a time. So, you know, it's really a grind. You know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. I definitely like the part where you say telling people to invest in their self.
Yeah.
Not thinking something is just going to happen out of air. Invest in yourself. That's worldwide on all of our levels.
And, you know, yeah, and definitely have a thick skin. And always remember, everything is not for everybody. As great as I love my song, you know, there's some people that's not going to like what I do, and that's fine. I believe in what I do. And no matter what, I'm not going to stop. And you really have to be of that mindset and have a thick skin. And this is just it's a tough industry. So you got to just be strong and believe in yourself and go forward and put that money in yourself before anybody else really take you that seriously.
That's well said. We got Trinetta in the building.
Yeah.
Right here on B3 Radio with K Nicole. I definitely appreciate you coming on air with me. Before
Thank
we get out of here, I want you to give out some shout-outs.
Definitely, I want to shout-out to Wilson and Wilson Management. I want to shout-out to the producers on my producers, Trademark Music, and for the club mix, I want to shout-out Lighthouse Music. I want to shout-out Natty Celez, my publicist. Now, I hope I'm not missing anybody. Oh, I want to shout out Tattletales.com for featuring me on the web. Tattletales, TAILZZ.com. Check me out. And I want to shout out my mom and dad, family, friends, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everybody. Shout out UK Michelle for having me on.
Thank you. Thank you.
K Nicole, sorry. K
Nicole.
I'm thinking about it. That's another show. K Nicole for having me on. And let's just shout out everybody who's down for Trinetta. And y'all check out IamTrinetta.com. And I'm on Twitter at IamTrinetta, Instagram at IamTrinetta, YouTube IamTrinetta. Check out the video, download the songs at iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, everywhere. And I just really appreciate everybody for their love and support. And, you know, we're going to keep grinding. We're gonna stay on this train and ride it until the wheels fall off.
That's right. No doubt. You got a great personality. I wish you the
Thank
best
you.
Of luck with everything. And, you know, right here on Beastie Radio, whenever you got something new, come right over here. Bring it to us. We'll play it on the
Thank
air.
You.
You know,
Thank
we'll
you
definitely
so
support you.
Thank you.
You got
I
Trinetta in the
that.
Building. We're going to get into her banger one more time.
Thank you. Have a
yes.
good night.
You too. Pack your bag, people. Here we go. Beastie Radio, Trinetta in the building.
You've been running around too long, thinking you've been putting it down. Let the truth be told. All your loving has grown cold. You're a 2 minute man. You gotta get to a better place. Step up and be a man. Step up and be.
bags, Trinetta. Every time I hear that song, it's just blowing on me. I'm feeling that. Pack your bags, because I don't need you no more. Girl is blowing up big things. That song is definitely going to do big things. You know, we definitely in a woman, girl power movement. It's K. Nicole holding it down for DJ Big Stu tonight. We had Trinetta in the building. She sounds like a really cool, well-rounded girl. Definitely got her experience going on in the business. So make sure y'all look out for her, man. Make sure y'all go support. We need to support each other. We need to do our thing. You know how it go. This K. Nicole, I'm in the building Tuesday night. It's not Friday night, but it's still always a ladies' night. It's Tuesday night right here on Beast Stu Radio. We're going to get into some more music, and then we're going to get into some more music. This is K. Nicole. All right, correction. This is Monday night, okay? I'm rushing the week, all right? My bad. I'm rushing the week. I'm waiting for Friday. You know how I go. Ladies' night. This is K. Nicole, Beast Stu Radio. We're going to get into some more music. Y'all stay tuned. Harlem, Naughty Girl. I like that. Yeah. That's a banger. From the Boogie Down. From the Boogie Down, Flame. I like that joint. Naughty Girl. That Naughty Girl. It's K. Nicole in the building tonight, y'all. Energized and ready to talk. Ready to talk. No, I'm not ready to talk. We're going to play some music. We're going to just vibe out. You know? Play some music. Since I'm covering for DJ Big Stu, because, you know, Stu got big things going. You know how the family go. We doing family big things in the Beast Stu Radio family. Just super big things, man. But we're going to go out playing some music. We're going to play some music. Then I'm going to come back and kick it. We're going to play some new music, and then I'm going to kick it some more. You know how I go. It's nonstop music right now. We're going to let y'all vibe out with us. Stay tuned to Beast Stu Radio. This K. Nicole, this B-Stu Radio. And I am in the building with you guys tonight. It's me. I'm here. Let's play some music.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJs. DJs.
I bet you're wondering how I knew. Baby, 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 about your plans to make me blue.
Yeah, yeah, you know what it is, the D-Block General chilling with the Block Club DJs, you heard? Nothing but that heat.
Between the two of us, girl, I love you more.
How you feel? Crucial decisions to make.
Block, Block Club, DJ.
Don't know if I'm Keisha, Felicia, or Amber. There's something about each one of them wrong and special. Been all around the world. Been so many girls with different qualities. Everyone seems to have something I want. Ooh, I need that. Couple things later, I'm swearing she's the one. Think I'm sure. Tell me what this problem means to do. I gotta have her, but I want you to. I'm so good. But I love her and her too. They all could be the one. So how can I be one?
And I love the one.
Nothing like a new, give me this. If only she could dress like you, and you could walk the way she does. Ooh, 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 I need that. Couple things later, I'm swearing she's the one. Think I'm sure, tell me what this problem is to do. I gotta have her, but I want you to. So good, I love you, but I love her, and her too. They all could be the one. So how can I be
I gotta have her, but I want her too. So now I need help with my obsessions. I'm working on my addictions. Like stopping for all the pretty girls in the cars I'll be whipping. In my position, I'm balling like the Pistons. I'm on fire. I stop dropping, I'm rolling, I watch them get it. They see the moon is like a vampire. Bit them, I scoop them, hit them, and dip them. Turn them into honey dip. The money get it. What the ladies be calling us. Acting like they ignoring us. Really, they be on all of us. And all of us. We can take a flight, you and her, and we can make it right.
I love her, I love you, I love her, I love her, I love her, I love her, I love her,
professional, got a category of my own and I'm the president. 11:30. cause wherever I go, y'all my niggas. East to the west coast, all my niggas.
Not an east to the west, east to the west, sick of this shit.
Then show them this. DJ Bae.
I'm talking VIP. I'm a witness.
can have it your way.
Block, Block Club, DJ. DJ. DJ.
If you're looking for a man, if you're looking for a friend, if you're looking for someone to talk to, say your time, I'll fill your order. I can never charge for me, caution, 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 cause the play is hot, and I'm the catch of the day. You deserve your meal and your drink.
Yeah.
And all I hear is, ay, 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 you
another lonely day. No one here but me. Oh, more lonely than any man could bear. Rescue me before I fall into despair. I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mad. I hope that someone gets mad. I hope that someone gets my message in the bottle. Message in the bottle. A year has passed since I wrote my note. I should have known it right from the start. Only hope can keep me together. Love can mend your life, but love can break your heart. I'll send an SOS to the world.
Absolutely, shall give y'all.
Street Corner Lock.
The Street Corner Lock.
It's the Block Club DJ. CJ, 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 CJ.
CJ.
Beat to Spaniel.